And, you know, obviously it's settled. I quite like the space. It's quite disruptive, I suppose, at the minute. There's a lot going on there. And it's actually quite relevant for me as well, because I'm just currently buying a house.
Right.
So I know, like, how frustrating it can be. So it's fantastic to see, you know, businesses like this and services trying to be a little bit more transparent with their offering, you know, and making the process more diligent. It's probably easy from an employee perspective when you can relate to the product. And with something like this, I suppose everyone has to relate to it at some point. But I'm sure that does help with the kind of motivational aspects of things.
Of course, yeah. And that's great when you kind of, you can put yourself in the shoes of a customer. You know, I kind of went through the property process, it's 5 years ago now. You know, I don't want to move for another 5 years, to be honest. It was so horrendous. I was basically first-time buyer, and, you know, I was learning, basically winging it, as you could say. So just learning as I went along, and, you know, it was so drawn out. It was so slow. You know, there was zero transparency. No single person was keeping you in the loop. You were just kind of, you know, there's a definite kind of blame culture in the industry as well, where every party blames it on the other party. You know, one conveyancer blames it on the other conveyancer, the estate agent blames it on the conveyancer, and the conveyancer blames it. And so there's just, it's just a horrible mess. And certainly, you know, this kind of problem resonated with me because I know how frustrating it is, but, you know, how much potential it has as well, to be a nice experience, because it should be, you know, it's buying a house, it should be a happy thing. And
right,
these kind of other horrible things that happen along the way shouldn't take away from that.